This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. If you drive in Boston and you eventually want to park your car, you know the feeling.
Block after block, the minutes tick by, your blood pressure rises as you drive around in circles, searching for a parking space.
But now there's a new smartphone app launching tomorrow night that may change that. Haystack would help a driver find parking by paying someone who's leaving a space.
But even before it launches, the app is causing a stir. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says his administration might ban it if it interferes with public access to parking or artificially inflates the cost of parking.
It is the latest of several apps across the country aimed at making parking easier, but at a cost. Eric Meyer is the brainchild of Haystack Mobile Technologies. Welcome to Radio Boston. Get a good spot outside, did you?
I did. Thanks so much for having me.
That's all right. Nice to have you here. We're going to start right off the bat, Eric, taking questions from our listeners. So call in if you're listening, you have a question or a comment, and join the conversation with Eric. Is this parking app a great way to help ease your commute, or do you foresee trouble? I think that that people are thinking about whether or not exchanging money to find a municipal spot is the right and fair thing to do. Here's a number for our listeners, 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-TALK. Oops, 1-800-423-TALK. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston. Eric, how does the app work?
Haystack is a simple social parking community, and it allows neighbors to say, hey, I'm about to leave here, and connect with drivers who are nearby. So a user on Haystack, we call them Haystackers, can either offer a spot up or they can find a spot.
Okay, so let's say it works this way. I am in Boston near Fenway Park. I know there are many people looking for parking for Red Sox games. I have a spot right in front of me, and let's say I'm parked in the spot. Then what?
Well, Haystack's designed, you know, neighborhood to neighborhood, really not for major sporting events. But so if you were in the South End and you were, you know, leaving a restaurant and folks are circling, coming home into that neighborhood who need to park for the night, you'd go ahead and offer your spot up with a simple tap and say, hey, I'm about to leave here. I'm paying my bill. And then neighbors who are in the vicinity, only a couple minutes away, can be connected to you, and you guys can have an efficient exchange.
Efficient exchange. So how does the money get transferred, and how much is it?
It is seamless, cashless, and convenient. So it's similar to Uber in many aspects. And
Maybe explain that for those who don't know Uber.
Sure. So users simply can put in a credit card on file, or if you have a positive balance on your Haystack account. For example, say last night you offered up a spot for, you know, for $3, and you made, you know, a couple bucks on that, then that can go ahead and pay for your next time you need a spot. So we're seeing a lot of neutral exchanges.
Neutral exchanges, what do you mean by that?
Well, for example, I may offer a spot last night, and tonight I need to find a spot to park.
Oh, I see.
So it's really not costing me a lot.
You're saying it all evens out.
Sure.
Okay, so $3 is the top rate.
$3 is for the offer now, absolutely.
That's the offer. Mm-hmm. And how do you get paid?
So Haystack has, it's a very sophisticated technology, and there's a lot of moving parts in it. Parking people correctly takes a lot of moving parts. And so, for example, we have requests going to our servers every second. We have expensive GPS technology. We have matching algorithms that go down to the very inch of both users' cars. And we also look at both ETAs. It's a very sophisticated approach. So this all, you know, this is an expensive approach. So the 25% transaction fee helps us make sure that we can afford to operate this platform.
Well, you have to get paid somehow. So out of $3, if I am looking for a parking space, I would pay the person leaving the parking space $2.25. You would get, or Haystack would get 75 cents of that.
That's correct.
Okay. There is another option, though. This option actually invites people to leave their space so I can move on in.
Absolutely. So there's a make me move option, and this is a great way for, let's say there's a neighbor who's parked for a completely legitimate reason, no reason to make money, but they are willing to inconvenience themselves for somebody who really, really is in desperate need of a spot. And we've all been in those situations before. And so then you can say, hey, I'm willing to move my car for $5 or $7 tonight if you really need a place to park.
Does it go to the highest bidder?
There's no bidding at all involved in Haystack. Haystack is a very simple solution. It's a one-touch solution for folks who are actively looking for a spot. So there's no bidding at all.
What's the cap, if there is one?
The Make Me Move cap is $5 to $15. And that's set with one tap from the offerer.
Okay. And I know you're referring a lot to how this is a community thing and for neighbors, but really any schmo like me could come in and just say, I need a space. I'm coming in from out of town. Please move.
I don't think you're a schmo. And also,
I feel the same about you.
And also, it is designed for neighbors to neighbors. And the majority of the folks, you know, having a visitor come in and find out about the app and download it to use it once, I don't think we're going to see a lot of that. We've seen very, very little of that, almost none of that in Baltimore. All of the users are people or residents of the city. They live in these neighborhoods, and this is a convenient option for them when they really need it to be able to get off the road quicker and park their car.
This has been going on for about a month in Baltimore.
That's correct.
How's it working?
It's working very, very well. We have thousands of users, and we have had hundreds and hundreds of successful parking exchanges, and it's been terrific. It's been a good thing for the city, and it's been a great thing for these neighbors who are willingly and excitedly engaging in this community.
And what's the learning curve on this?
Very simple. The learning curve is so simple. I mean, it's very intuitive. You can open up the app. You can offer a spot with a simple click. You can find a spot with a simple tap. So not a big learning curve at all.
But I meant for you as CEO of the company.
Oh, well, oh my gosh, there has certainly been a learning curve. This has probably been the best kind of business school one could imagine, and it's been a lot of fun as well. I will say one thing. I think I've been a connoisseur of frozen dinners over the last 6 months. Bootstrapping this, but it has been a great, great experience.
Okay, thanks, Eric. Let's go to some phone calls. Let's see. Joe is calling from Hyde Park. What do you think, Joe?
I think that, you know, the app sounds great, but the bottom line is the city of Boston should be open up to everyone, because there are a lot of parking spaces that are allocated for residential parking. And if I wanted to take my kids, say, to JP Pond for a walk around the pond, can't do it. Why? Can't find parking. It's pretty tough coming from Hyde Park. And, you know, same thing for, you know, different things in downtown Boston, just different neighborhoods around the city. And I noticed that a lot. A lot of neighborhoods are basically putting residential parking that wasn't there 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And I think they should just open up the city, take away all the residential parking.
Okay, thanks, Joe. So, Eric, I think Joe is saying if you get to areas where parking is highly coveted, you want to have as many parking spaces as possible that are open, and this would limit options for people, say, who don't have the wherewithal to be able to afford perhaps an app or have the connections to get a spot.
Yeah, Haystack is a great option. It actually improves access to spots. It helps turn spots over more efficiently and quicker. And that's what we've seen in Baltimore, and that's what we expect to also happen in Boston.
How does it? Well, for a price, certainly. I mean, for $3 a shot, how does it turn over the spaces more quickly?
Well, for example, if you have folks that are instantly connecting with people to come in the second they're pulling out with that spot, for example, if it's a city meter, then the city is going to get the benefit of the doubt on that. Obviously, folks still have to pay for the meter. So, you know, if this was approached that resulted in a 60% turnover rate going up to 80% turnover rate, it's a positive thing for drivers and the city.
I'm sure I'm not the first one who's thought about this, but what if I'm sitting there in my car, I suspect that it's a highly coveted spot that someone's going to want to pay me $3 for it, and I sit there waiting for someone versus the family that's driving around the block and around and around and around and may not have Haystack. I mean, that's not efficient.
What is efficient is all of our users agree to our terms of service, and it's very clear. And Haystack's mission is to make parking very simple and the streets very efficient, and that's what we do. But for example, you know, if you offered a spot up and somebody else comes to your spot and you happen to be in your car, our users are not encouraged or allowed to go ahead and hold the spot hostage. And that's not how Haystack is designed to work or how it works.
Okay. Mayor Marty Walsh, as we mentioned, has criticized this app of yours, saying that it may infringe on the public's right to equal access, just what we heard from Joe in Hyde Park. Here's the mayor speaking earlier today.
You're targeting a private company benefiting on public space. Interesting idea, but you can't sell public parking spaces, and you can't sell public spaces.
Eric, what do you think?
Well, I think it's an interesting comment. I do know that the city has also done a pilot with Streetline. And what Streetline does is embed sensors in the ground and in meters, and it only alerts people who have an app of where areas may be easier to park. And
But there's no financial exchange there.
There's no financial exchange there, but it's a huge tax capital expenditure of the city. So in a way, the entire city is having to subsidize this. Haystack is great because those who only need parking are the ones that are going to be having these small transactions.
Okay. Let's take a couple of quick phone calls here. Donna is calling now from Lowell. Donna, tell us what's on your mind.
I was just curious. If there is a third party who's not on Haystack but puts their blinker on and is waiting for the person who just sold their spot, what happens to that third party?
Do they get the spot or not, Eric?
Absolutely. The third party always gets the spot, and all Haystackers agree to our terms of service that you yield to the right of way. And one other comment, there's no exchange of funds until a spot has been successfully taken.
Okay. Pete calling from Stoneham. Pete?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. My concern is that it seems like, by definition, this app encourages people to use to be on their cell phones while they're driving, and that concerns me. I wonder if the developer can speak to that.
Eric?
Yeah, happy to. Haystack has been designed to be as simple and easy to use as any GPS out in the market. We're all big fans of Waze, the social parking app, which is great. And Haystack actually has a very advanced matching algorithm that we kind of joke it's Uber meets Tinder. So, for example, spots are going to come up in succession and allow you to see the next, the most relevant spot. And with one simple tap, you can be connected to that. So it's as easy and safe to use as any GPS.
Okay, another call. This one, line one, Cody calling from Newton. Cody?
I was wondering if you've looked at the long-term economic impact that Haystack is going to have in the Boston area, just in the fact that, I mean, you have this other option where someone can pay up to $15 a spot. That's creating microinflation in the cost of parking in the city. And the bottom line is that with this app, people can pay this person for the exchange, and instead the money is not going towards, infrastructure in the city of Boston, like municipal parking lots where you pay. And I'm just wondering if you've looked at the impact of that, because the bottom line, it sounds like, is that this is still a for-profit business. You know, you talk about efficiency, but essentially your app focuses on a small group of people and is not accessible to a large group of people. I know plenty of people who can't afford to do that or even have the technology to access it.
Okay, thanks, Cody. Eric?
Well, Haystack promotes more accessibility. It's available for everyone for free download. If you offer a spot up, as I've mentioned, you have a lot of neutral exchanges. And so we're excited about what we've seen in Baltimore and the success that we're expecting here in Boston.
And you're going to keep figures so you'll know exactly how much more efficient it might make the traffic in Boston, whether or not there are any problems. I imagine there's going to be close monitoring, one would think, of this.
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to do the best we can, obviously. We're not a huge Fortune 500 company that has analysts and people studying waiting by, but absolutely we are looking forward to monitoring the folks who are using it and how many people we're taking off the road who would otherwise be circling for 30 minutes to an hour. I have a friend that lives in Southie, and she said she circles for 45 minutes to an hour. One time she couldn't find a spot, so she drove to her parents' house 40 minutes away because she literally couldn't find a spot to park her car. But guess what? There's a lot of people that do leave Southie at that time. It's hard to connect with them. But this is a solution where none existed before. And so you have nurses that leave for late shift, and that's what this does.
All right. Eric Meyer is founder and CEO of Haystack Mobile Technologies, a social parking app that will go live tomorrow night at 6:30. Good luck, Eric.
Thank you.
And stay with us. Coming up, a new report calls for sweeping changes at Bridgewater State Hospital and the way the state cares for the mentally ill. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Radio Boston.